Welcome to the WUOT podcast. It's the Big Ears Preview. I'm Todd Steed.
I'm Garrett McQueen.
And I'm Melanie Dodson.
We've got everybody on this, folks. This is a lot of work because it's like preparing for a decathlon or something. There's just so much to do.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on.
A musical decathlon.
Yeah.
An MD.
Hey, that's my initials.
Oh, there you go. Hey, we're making progress. And the weird thing is this year is that it's even more packed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like last year, I just felt like, oh, I missed so many great things. I saw so many great things. This year, it's an extra day, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And there's more things. It reminds me when I was a kid growing up in Knoxville, you know, you basically had Kay's ice cream. And then around high school, we got Baskin-Robbins. And I just, you know, the first time I walked in there as a teenager with my own money from mowing grass, and I just looked up.
You spent it all.
I spent everything.
There's 31 flavors.
Yes, there are. And I was overcome with anxiety options. And that's where I'm going with this. I just feel like I'm excited about it, but I'm having option anxiety.
Yeah. Some sacrifices are going to have to be made, choices made, you know.
Absolutely.
Because you can't be everywhere all at once.
And you know, this is actually my first Big Ears. Yeah, I've never gotten
gosh.
The opportunity to attend, and I'm really excited about hearing all the music and performing some of the music as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about what Garrett's going to perform, and the very first performance is Neef North doing Pauline Olivero's Single Stroke Roll Meditation and Michael Gordon's Timber, and that's at 5:45 at the Mill and Mine, and that's Thursday. That's the first thing.
Cool. You know, that's a great group. They are they're locally based, and they're directed by Andrew Bliss, who is percussion professor at UT, and they do really interesting stuff. You know, they're always searching for new music, new composers, and I think they're doing like 4 or 5 sets this time.
Yeah, they're all over the place in different incarnations, and it's kind of exciting too because this is one thing I like about Big Ears. That there's definitely things that come straight out of Knoxville that are in there. And again, sometimes you think, okay, I'm from Knoxville. I can catch them another time. But a lot of times, like, they're doing something they'll never, ever do again with people they'll never, ever play with again.
Mm-hmm. Right. And for this to be a worldwide festival, I think it's really important and really significant that we have music coming from right here in Knoxville that can be appreciated by people coming from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people think that you know, is Knoxville weird enough to have their own, you know?
And the answer is yes.
Trust me. Trust me. It's plenty weird.
Yeah, it seems like they are including more local groups this time, which I really like, you know, with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra, the Symphony Orchestra, Neef North, and then also I think the St. John's Episcopal Choir is performing.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah.
And there's groups from Asheville, I see, playing at the Standard. And then Carla Bley with the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra, which you mentioned, and that is at, I think, around 6:45 at the Tennessee Theater. So Carla Bley, this is kind of a side story. I interviewed her back in March or April of last year on the occasion of her 80th birthday. And I said, she goes, now, where are you calling again from? And I said, I'm calling from Knoxville. And she said, oh, I'm coming to Knoxville. And there's just a little pause on my part. Like, I didn't know about this. Had nothing to do with my phone call. And I said, when are you coming to Knoxville? And she goes, next spring. And I went, I just busted open a Big Ears story. But I decided just to cut that out of the interview and keep it a secret. This is my top pick for Thursday and maybe for the weekend. I just love Carla Bley. I know Paul Paris worships her. He has an altar in his home. I've seen it.
Oh.
And the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra is just an amazing thing to behold, and it's at the Tennessee Theater. So I don't think it will sell out. If you show up sometime at the last minute for something, you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Not even if I'm wearing a tux or something?
I think, actually, you should.
I have stage door access, you know.
Oh.
That reminds me what I used to do in college. I used to carry around an empty guitar case and just rush into the backstage area.
There was nothing in the case?
No.
Oh.
But that's how I got in free.
Oh.
You know, I would just pretend to have a guitar in there.
Nice.
I didn't want to bring a guitar because someone would steal it. I don't care if they stole my empty case. But, yeah, sometimes I'd walk into shows with an empty guitar case and just, like, you know, I had long hair, so.
That's a great idea.
Well, if we see you with a guitar case, we know what's happening.
And if I see you with a tuxedo, I might know what's happening. So we also mentioned the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra, but Garrett McQueen, who is our afternoon concert host, you're going to be performing anyway.
Yes.
Even if you are wearing a tux. So tell
hopefully we won't have to. This is contemporary.
Oh,
you know.
Right. Yeah.
Are there different rules?
I hope there are, you know. But, you know, speaking of contemporary music, so we're scheduled to play three works. And the first is actually a piece by Bach. It's the air on the G string. And I've kind of thought about why this is programmed or why we're doing that. But I think it ties into the other works because this piece by Bach reminds me of, you know, an elegy or something used to remember. And I think when we're talking about contemporary music, it's really important to remember, you know, where we've come from and how music used to sound and how that plays a role in how music is changing over the years. That opens up the concert. And we also have a piece by a composer. His name is Matt Aucoin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But this piece is really interesting. From his website, he's quoted as saying, "The basic difference between music and religion is music's fondness for evidence." And the piece that we're playing by him is called Evidence. And it's supposed to it's supposed to, you know, be the manifestation of the proof of consciousness for people because music, you know, we all have a reaction to it one way or another. Melanie and I, we get plenty of emails that prove that. But I think this is going to be a really interesting piece. I imagine that it will probably have some religious aspects to it, as well as aspects that are supposed to elicit response from the audience in some way. And I'm really excited about that. And then the final piece on that show is The Wound Dresser by John Adams. And I've actually aired that piece on my show before, so I'm excited to perform that. I've never performed it before. It's an elegy using excerpts from the American poet Walt Whitman's piece called The Wound Dresser, which is about his experiences volunteering in a hospital during the Civil War. So not only does that piece have you know, a very important place in contemporary music, just as, you know, just as John Adams does, but I think culturally, being in this area of the country, anything surrounding the Civil War and that sort of history can really be interesting if you think about it from the context of Knoxville and of Tennessee. So I'm really excited to be performing those pieces with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, and I think it'll be a great addition to what sounds like a very fun weekend.
Melanie Dotson, what are you the most excited about for the weekend? I mean, there's so many things, but if you had to pick one or two things that you just don't want to miss.
Man, one or two? That's hard. That's hard, Todd.
Or 20.
Okay, I can do that. Well, one performance I'm excited about is on Friday, and this is with the choral ensemble group The Crossing. They're performing music by Gavin Bryars. And this is a choral ensemble that I wasn't familiar with. They are Philadelphia-based, And they are phenomenal. I'm kind of a choir nerd.
A lot of you
probably know that. Yeah.
Interesting.
And I know, shocking. And I'm kind of picky about which choirs I like. This one's definitely one of them. I mean, their blend and their intonation is just impeccable. And they're performing at Church Street United Methodist, which just has an unmatched acoustic for choral singing. So I'm imagining overtones just bouncing off the walls, and it'll be really beautiful. I know. That's Saturday night at 9 p.m. I guess if I had to choose another one, maybe this set presented by Sarah Kirkland Snyder on Thursday. She's presenting her album Unremembered at the Bijou Theater. And she is a composer that I was not familiar with either. And she's presenting her, this is a song cycle that she wrote. And her music kind of combines classical music elements with so-called chamber pop. So,
chamber pop.
Yeah, and this is actually a genre that I wasn't familiar with, even though I've been listening to it. I didn't know the name,
right.
But like Andrew Bird and Radiohead. So like pop music that has sort of an orchestral sound to the band. Radiohead's newest album, they use a lot of strings, and so it's sort of the fusing of the two. And this album of hers, Unremembered, definitely does that. Like the band is very orchestral, very lush, and she composed all of this music. And then the vocals are sort of ambient and pop at the same time. And it's really beautiful, really unique, and I've never heard anything like it. So it should be really, really neat performance there.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Mm-hmm.
Now you've made me have to revisit my choices that I've already decided on.
Thanks. Sorry, Todd.
Thanks a lot. Well, here's one of the happy accidents about big ears. I talked about the option anxiety earlier, but if you really, and here's a pro tip, if you really dig into the schedule, for example, Robin Hitchcock, who's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, he's just a wonderful, oddball, creative type. It just can't write a bad song. He was playing at the same time as Wu Fei, the Chinese zither player who was on Flipside. So I definitely want to go thank her and enjoy her set because she came down to the studios. And they're playing at the same time. But then I realized Robin Hitchcock is playing again later that night in the same location. So a lot of times there's redemption if you just look to the next day.
Indeed.
But getting from point A to point B is another issue about how people decide, because now there's so many venues. Now you've got the Church Street United Methodist and the Tennessee Theater and the Mill and Mine, the Square Room, the Standard. They're all sort of spread out. You've got to really plan to get from A to B, because a lot of times I've underestimated how fast that I walk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer in the Boy Scouts when I was setting records. Not to bring that up again. But I noticed a lot of people last year riding bicycles.
Yeah.
And with the downtown area, it seems like a safe and convenient way to travel from point A to point B during the festival.
And didn't they even rent the bicycles through some rental company?
Indeed. It's the Tennessee Valley Bikes over there on Magnolia, not far from the bus station, not far from the Mill and Mine. It's first come, first served basis. You can rent a bicycle for the whole weekend. And again, they're Tennessee Valley Bikes over there on Magnolia. So, Garrett, what else? Now, you're going to be performing, so I'm assuming there's rehearsals and things. You're going to have to miss things. But is there something that you've got on your hit list?
I have been given the great opportunity to interview Jace Clayton, who will be participating in the Big Ears Festival this year. He's based in Manhattan, and in addition to being a composer, he works as a DJ, and he, you know, really uses a sort of interdisciplinary approach to music, and he focuses on how sound, memory, and public space interact. And I think that's a really interesting concept when we're talking about music, specifically contemporary music, because think about your favorite performance or your favorite concert. Obviously, you remember, you know, the music you heard, but also the people you were with and the space. And it creates, you know, this whole, how do they say, Gesamtkunstwerk? thank you. That's my fancy word for the day. I'm really interested in talking with him and hearing his music. He also seems to be an activist in many ways with his music. And there are many musicians, many artists, myself included, who believe, you know, it's our responsibility to sort of address, you know, what's going on in the world around us through our art, and he is certainly doing this. So I'm really excited to speak with Jace Clayton and to hear his music. That's probably my number one this year for Big Ears.
And here at WUOT, we've got a lot of interviews either up already or coming soon. I had the chance to talk to Theo Bleckman, who's playing on Saturday at the Bijou Theater at 2:30 with his quintet, which features Ben Maunder on guitar, who's kind of like a sub-hero of mine. Mm-hmm. He hasn't quite achieved full hero status, but that's because he's young. That should come by the end of the weekend. Theo Bleckman is just an amazing singer and songwriter, and I had a chance to talk to him. That interview is up at WUOT.org. But his new recording is called Elegy, which is a word that Garrett used two or three times earlier in the podcast, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful record, and it's very interesting and musically surprising, if not musically gorgeous. And also musically odd in many places as well, which is the same thing to me. But I'm really, really excited about seeing him, and talking to him was a real treat because his mother had passed away recently, and the whole record's an elegy to her. But he said I didn't want to make a gloomy death record, you know, a gloomy parents passing away record, because everybody makes the gloomy record. He said I wanted to make it like a peaceful celebration. So I really appreciated that in the interview, and I look forward to hearing him play and perform.
Yeah, and you use the phrase death record, and when I think of that, I can't help but to think of like metal and, you know, and all that sort of thing. And you know, also participating this year at Big Ears is Johan Johansson, and I understand that a CD of his music will be a gift for a fun drive that's coming up pretty soon. And I did a little listening to Johan Johansson and some reading about him. And I'm really excited. I hope I can catch his show, his sets. You know, and when we're talking about classical music, over the years, we've sort of accepted and even embraced the idea of integrating jazz elements and folk elements into the art form. Well, Johan Johansson, he goes even further. There are punk influences, there are metal influences, electronic influences. Just as I was listening to his music a little earlier today, it felt ambient and very active at the same time. And he's written for theater and film, TV, a really interesting composer to read about and to learn about. And I'm looking forward to learning more about his music during Big Ears, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has to be near the top of my list as well.
Me too, for sure.
And of course, there's a lot of music that would not be classical or jazz or anything like that. We can't talk about everything, but there are definitely some really industrial, electronic, noisy, crazy
music after dark.
Yes. The DJ Rupture set, Deerhoof, Super Silent, people like that, they're going on at midnight and beyond. And that's another thing about pacing myself. It reminds me, I went to my girlfriend at the time, who amazingly woke up one day and she was my wife. I don't know what happened. But my girlfriend at the time, we were traveling as young people, and we went to We went to a museum in Spain called the Prado, and I wanted to go, but I spent like 7 hours in there. I had to come out for air like six times. And that's something I wanted to say about big ears. It's the same thing. Sometimes, you know, if it's you can see something at noon and there's something at 1 a.m, and I want to see them both. And I always feel like I'm going to miss something. This is like life itself, I guess. But I found last year that it was a good idea just a couple of times in the day to miss something, to go out and sit on Market Square and watch the parade of all these wonderful people coming yeah. into town. Our locals that I haven't seen in forever that don't come out for much unless it's really good. You know?
Yeah, it's a lot of music to take in, and it's, you know, it's music that you really want to absorb and yeah. focus on. So, yeah, I totally get what you're saying. You have to kind of give your ears a little rest there.
But I like what you're saying about coming up for air. But, you know, living here in Knoxville, sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day that we forget how great it is to just hang out on Market Square and go to some of the restaurants. And so I feel like Big Ears is a great opportunity to enjoy Knoxville yeah. as well.
And sometimes if you're just hanging out, you'll run into someone that says, oh, you really need to go see something, you know, like you've never heard of, you know, such as Six Organs of Admittance.
Yes.
I don't even know what they sound like, but the name is just captured.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Any theories on what that means?
Six Organs of Admittance. Are we talking about bodily organs or?
I
don't know. Using a deck of playing cards is a compositional approach built around placing cards in a geometrical pattern and applying a mathematical approach to creating music. That's sort of where this comes from. I'm not sure what the name means, but...
Sounds a little like serialism to me.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Mathematic.
This is the art form, and this is you know, how music of all types evolves, including classical music. So I think it's really important, again, to really appreciate... what's happening in music, and what better way to do that than Big Ears?
So Garrett, where can we see you perform? Because I know a lot of people have heard you on the radio and go,
"Oh yeah,
I want to see him in person."
Well, you can hear the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra on Sunday, March 26th at 1 o'clock at the Millen Mine, conducted by Aram Demersian, our new music director.
Yeah, who seems to be taking to all of this like a duck to water.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then following that, Gavin Breyer's ensemble is right after that with Jesus' Blood Never Failed Me Yet. And yeah, so you can just stick around the mill of mine.
Yeah.
Melanie Dotson, our esteemed morning concert host, are you performing anywhere by chance?
Sadly, I'm not, but maybe I'll, you know, bring my keyboard out on Market Square and
see what happens.
Yeah, put a tip jar out there.
Yeah.
On behalf of Garrett McQueen and Melanie Dotson, our classical music hosts here on WUOT, I'm Todd Steed. Don't forget, you can hear a lot of the music we're talking about by listening to the morning concert and the afternoon concert, as well as improvisations. This podcast, in all its glory, has been and will always be a production of WUOT. We'll finish off with some music from Jorge Fariego.